It's time now for KMTS Connections. How about if I turn
the microphone on? It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. It's March for the last, I don't know how many decades, has been referred to as March for Meals. It's kind of an annual celebration of Meals on Wheels programs throughout the country. Of course, Grand River has a very active Meals on Wheels program. And coming up on Wednesday, March 18th, it's the 6th annual Empty Bowls fundraiser. Karen Peck, of course, is in charge of Meals on Wheels at Grand River. And then Michelle McCurdy helps out. She teaches pottery at Colorado Mountain College. And so her students, and I imagine Michelle as well, a lot, make these bowls as the course of their work in class time. And this year, you were talking just before we got started, 500 bowls people will be able to choose from, and 50 gallons of soup. 500 right. bowls, 50 gallons of soup. So the way it works is you obviously give a $20 donation, show up at the Grand River Ballroom on Wednesday, March 18th. It's around lunchtime, so it's 11:30 to 1. You pick your bowl, and then you go around and pick however many different types of soup you would like based on what is available there, right?
Right, right. So the big thing at the beginning is getting the right bowl.
Right. Well, of course. It's going to taste different. It's just not going to taste right if you don't have the right bowl, right?
Well, I'm not sure. But this year we have a switcheroo on the soup, and local restaurants are making the soup. So we have 10 different soups coming in and from 5 different restaurants, and then also our care center and our cafe. And that is an exciting thing. So we have Miner's Claim from Silt. Whistle Pig is doing 2 soups. They're from Rifle. Wing Nuts is doing their famous green chili, and they're from Rifle. Teed Off Bar and Grill from Parachute. And then Be Healthy, Stay Fit Bistro is doing a soup also.
Awesome. And in the past, it was actually culinary students that did the soup, but just a little change this year, given local restaurants a bit of a chance to showcase what they have to offer.
Right, right.
So again, 10 different soups on Wednesday, March 18th. And Michelle, 500. I'm even trying to figure out what 500 bowls would look like, much less, you know, displayed, already done, much less start from zero. And I know that you do save whatever from previous years and you'll bring those as well. But still, it's a lot of bowl making, a lot of spinning, right? Is that how you make these?
Throwing.
So I'm sorry.
You'll have to come to the empty bowls to see what 500 bowls look like.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And we're coming down the home stretch now. So we have from small bowls to larger bowls, and let's not forget about the silent auction, where there's like many really cool pieces of art besides pottery.
Sure, absolutely. When do you, is it like in a more advanced class that makes the bowls for this event, or do you have more than one level of?
Yeah, we have different levels from beginning to advanced. Okay. And this year I've had a lot of interest in my beginner's class, Ceramics 1. Ceramics 2, which anybody could sign up for. So they've expressed interest, so they're making some bowls for us, and they're actually quite nice, very nice beginner bowls.
I was going to say, Karen brought a couple that she made in her first class last year, right, Karen?
Right. Last year I took Michelle's ceramic one. We've always been joking that I was going to do it, and last year I finally did it.
I'd say you did a pretty good job.
Well, you know, it's a beginner's bowl, but it's passable. So.
You know what? Will it hold one of these 10 different kinds of soups?
It will hold soup.
In that case, it's a great bowl.
That's right.
Yeah. See, if you get a small bowl, then you eat that soup, and then you go back for more, and then you can go back
right.
for more.
Right.
If you have a bigger bowl, it's harder to do that.
That's right. Right. It's kind of like my philosophy at the buffet. You can't get too much yes. of anything because then you won't be able to sample everything.
And there's no room for dessert.
There you go. Exactly. Will you have some special dessert or anything like that, by the way, for empty bowls?
I think we'll just have cookies. That's usually what okay. we do. Nothing. Because really the focus is on the bowls.
Right.
And empty bowls, the focus is supposed to be on going away a little bit hungry so right. that you can share the feeling that people that don't have enough food feel right. every day.
Right. That's the whole point. Well, the tagline is fighting hunger one bowl at a time.
Right.
So, of course, that's where Meals on Wheels comes in, because you do deliver meals 5 days a week to folks that are homebound, maybe recovering from surgery, maybe just can't get out, or it's not convenient
right.
practical for them to actually make their own food. And so you help them out with five meals a week.
Right. And this year we delivered over 20,000 meals from Newcastle to Parachute. So it's the biggest year yet. For the last 3 years, we've been kind of hanging at 18,000 meals, more or less. And it just jumped up this year to 20,000. Really shocked me because it really grew in October, November, and December. So why? I don't know. And we never quite know. We do actually have waiting lists on some of our routes. So right now, the Parachute routes, we do two routes to Parachute, and we have waiting lists on those. We do two to Rifle, one to Silt, and one to Newcastle.
20,000 meals you delivered last year. I know your volunteers are so important.
They are. We have about 75 Meals on Wheels drivers. It takes that many to get six routes out every day. So you can imagine just in a week, six routes by 5 days, we need at least 30 people. And a lot of people do it in teams. So a couple people have retired together and they get together once a week and drive Meals on Wheels. Or it could be a husband-wife team or a grandma-granddaughter team.
And on the other end of the spectrum, you also have folks that don't necessarily have the time to do it every week, but are available on a fill-in basis if
right.
someone else is sick or can't drive the route for some
right.
reason.
Right. I mean, we have occasional drivers that will drive once a month. Or we actually have the CFO of the libraries. He drives twice a month with his wife, and they make it a date.
Hey.
It's really fun.
Hey, check that out.
Yeah.
Get it? Check it out.
Oh, okay.
Library. Sorry.
Pun intended.
Exactly. You just charging that $20 donation at the door for empty bowls, Karen?
Well, there's all different ways you can
okay.
do it. You
okay.
can buy tickets ahead of time at our cafe right now. You can try to win a free entry bowl ticket on our Facebook page next week. We'll be giving out one free entry on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So to go to Grand River Meals on Wheels Facebook page. You can buy the $20 at the door, and you can also buy through Eventbrite. Now, Eventbrite always kicks in a little extra fee, so, you know. But if
sure.
you want to make sure you've got it, there you go. This year, because of the construction also, we're going to ask people to come in the west door, and we're going to have volunteers out in the parking lot trying to direct people traffic to get them in the correct door.
The west door, so that's at the end of the hallway that's right outside the Grand River Ballroom, right?
Right,
okay.
right. It's
right.
not a usual door that you would go in.
Right. I think normally it's like an emergency exit. Is
right,
it? Yeah,
right.
okay, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because of the construction and the fact that the parking lot is decreased in size, asking folks to come in the west door, and you'll have folks, I don't know, waving flags or
right.
with
in
big signs.
In orange vests.
Yeah,
and
there
they'll
you go.
Be like...
But you could go in a normal door too, right?
Right. You could wander through the hospital and find us, yes. But we are trying to get most traffic to park in employee parking and to come in that west door.
All right. You got that, Michelle?
Got it.
Again, search Facebook for Grand River Meals on Wheels. You can buy those tickets at eventbrite.com. You can also buy them without the fee at the Grand River Cafe as
today.
Well.
And you can buy multiple tickets. Right. And have multiple bowls.
So if you want to take everybody in the office out for lunch on March 18th, then there you go.
Well, and we just had a doctor buy 10 tickets yesterday for her staff.
Excellent. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I also want to give a shout out to, of course, Colorado Mountain College, because although the students are making the bowls, they're donating all the clay, all the firings, et cetera.
Which is a lot of electricity.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of electricity, a lot of time waiting for that,
A lot of time.
Yes. Yep. And by the way, you can also call if you have any questions about what we talk about today. It's 625-6215. That's Karin's line, so your assistant will answer and answer any questions right there or pass them on to you if necessary. But
perfect.
You have a great talent for picking good people. You always have great assistants. No, it's true. It's
true.
I've met a few of them over the years, and they're always top notch.
That's right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about those bowls that Michelle and her students have helped make in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about the 6th annual Grand River Meals on Wheels Empty Bowls fundraiser, Fighting Hunger One Bowl at a Time. The idea is you leave maybe not completely satisfied to bring a little more awareness to folks that maybe don't get a full tummy for every single meal. Of course, Meals on Wheels delivered, 20,000 meals in 2019 to local homebound folks from Newcastle to Parachute. You mentioned that you've got a waiting list for the Parachute. Did you say Parachute and Rifle?
Or just Parachute.
Just Parachute. Could you solve that waiting list by bringing on more volunteers, or is it just kind of it is what it is? And
I think for now it is what it is.
Okay.
And I think we only have two to three people on the list. It's not like there's 15 or something.
Of course, you're always looking for new volunteers.
Yes, we could definitely use new volunteers, especially people who are willing to go to Parachute, Silt, or Newcastle, because those are the further the way routes. We do make volunteering very fun. Every time you deliver Meals on Wheels, we give you a free meal ticket for at our cafe, and we do have great food. I love our salad bars. And then we also have a gala every year, which is a thank you party for our volunteers. And we will even reimburse mileage if you fill out the sheets.
All right. Again, Grand River Meals on Wheels Empty Bowls on Wednesday, March 18th, 11:30 to 1 in the Grand River Health Ballroom. Again, because of the construction, you're asking everybody to come in the employee parking and come in the door on the west side.
Yes.
Remind me the name of that street. I can never remember. It's a
Megan.
Female name. Okay.
Yeah, yes. Megan.
Megan Avenue is the name of it. Again, Michelle McCurdy's students, pottery students, ceramic students at Colorado Mountain College make a lot of these bowls. You actually, just because of the scope and the number of bowls, you've asked other potters in the area to help you out as well.
Yeah, we did. Misty from Misty Yoga has given us some wonderful bowls. Deb Stewart from Wild Sage Pottery. There's a couple other potters in town, Joyce Webb. I'm sorry if I can't remember everybody's name. It's too early.
But anyway, you still appreciate it, right?
Very much appreciate it. Rhonda from DeBec.
I told you you'd remember if we just started talking about it.
I just can't remember her last name.
That's okay.
Anyway, we have wonderful, wonderful potters outside of CMC that make some very beautiful bowls. And
speaking of appreciative, Karin, having taken Michelle's class, you're very appreciative of this whole process, right?
I am now, because I see what goes into one bowl. It's not a fly-by-night affair. It is a process that takes weeks and weeks. And it's not even throwing your bowl and getting that shaped out, that has to be fired. Then, well, Michelle, you go all this step, through all the steps.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had people ask me, can I just come in and make a bowl for the empty bowls? And how much I do appreciate that.
It's not that simple.
It's not that simple. So we're halfway through this semester, and, you know, everybody learns at their own pace. We don't expect perfection. You know, if you want perfect bowls, you could go to Walmart, I suppose. But these are, you know, handmade, hand decorated.
And very unique.
And very unique.
Each one is unique.
Each one. There won't be, you could find a set. I'm pretty sure you could find a set of four if you tried.
Well, right. But I was going to say, even if they were intended to be similar, they're still not exact just because of the nature of how this happens.
Yeah.
And we always have a big chart on the wall with all the potters' names and their signatures. So every potter usually has a signature that they put on the bottom of their bowl. And so if you're after a Michelle bowl, you find her signature and then you run around and flip all the bowls over and look for one that has her signature. Or you just pick a bowl and you want to know the potter that made your bowl. So you can flip the bowl over, look at the signage on the wall and say, oh, Diana made this bowl.
It's interesting when you you brought in the two examples again that you made in the Ceramics 1 class last year, right, Karin? And you flipped it over, and I don't think Michelle signed the bottom of it, but you could tell by the way she did the bottom of the bowl, the particular thing that you said is just kind of her way of
her
doing
foot.
The bottom.
It's the way she puts a foot on a bowl, and so this was one of my first bowls, and she was showing me how to put a foot on it, and she actually did the foot on this bowl that has my signature on it.
I'm sure I have talked about this when you've come in before. You talk about how it's not simple to make a bowl. When I was in kindergarten, our kindergarten teacher, Mr. Phillips, he obviously had some kind of background in pottery, but we all made something, and I was supposed to make a bowl, and it was very small and could not hold anything. And I think my mom ended up using it as like a paperclip holder, but yeah.
Does she still have it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's, you know, out, but I know she has it somewhere. Now, the pen holder, I think that was a little more practical. That one, I think, got a little bit more use over the years.
See, you've got your pens in that plastic cup. You need a pottery piece.
There you go. That's a great idea. We need to come see you. So can I come this afternoon? I'm kidding, based on what you were saying earlier. The other thing that people may not realize, or at least that I remember from that project when I was young, when you go to paint the bowls, it's actually not the same color before you fire it. Right? It changes.
Yes.
Right.
So you have to kind of use your imagination what it's going to look like when it's finished.
Yes, you have to use your visual brain for that. It's not like paint. The heat is going to change everything. And the atmosphere in the kiln, in this case, it's going to be the electric kilns. So, I always tell my students that pottery is not for sissies.
Why do you say that?
Well, because there's a lot of letting go that you have to do. Mm. And, you know, it might not come out perfect, so you have to rearrange your brain to decide what you think perfect is. And it's I've been doing this for a long, long time. And if something of mine cracks, I still get bummed out, but you have to just let it go.
Mm-mm. What would cause a crack? A little bit of moisture? Or uneven moisture in the clay, or
cracks happen a lot on the bottoms from uneven drying or drying too fast, or
clay being too thick.
Yeah, too thick. Possibly the way you threw it. There's many, you know. People think. I mean, there are a lot of potters out there, but.
Now, do you typically throw on a table?
A wheel.
A wheel, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just not getting any of the terms right.
We
here,
do some hand building too. Some people you can hand build out of slabs, bowls, but most people do like to throw them on the wheel.
Okay, which I would imagine would make it a little easier to get a perfectly round or close to perfectly round bowl.
Yeah, you can use molds to put your slabs in to make.
Oh.
There are fast ways to do it. That's a fast way. I try to show my students different ways of making things so
if
they
can
choose.
If you're really good, you make a mold, and then you can have like a 4 or 5 piece set, right, that are pretty close to the same.
Yeah.
Again, Empty Bowls on Wednesday, March 18th, 11:30 to 1 at Grand River in the ballroom. It's just a $20 donation to you walk in, you pick out your bowl. It's got to be the right one, as we mentioned at the outset, you know, because it's not going to taste right. The soup is not going to taste right if you don't pick out the right bowl. And then you get to sample one of 10 different soups from a number of local restaurants that have put this together. 50 gallons of soup, 500 bowls to choose from. Again, the money that's raised goes to Grand River Meals on Wheels.
And let me just say that with the soups, we will have vegan options, gluten-free, carnivore, and
I was going to say,
dairy-free and nut-free.
Do you have specifics on the soups?
Well, I do. We have
a
tomato bisque.
Let's take a break. Let's do that. Let's save that until the last.
The break.
Yeah.
We'll go into
Although you already have my attention.
Are you a carnivore?
Oh, yes. But the tomato bisque, I mean, that's obviously not a meat-based soup. That still is fantastic. One of my favorites. Anyway, I'm getting distracted again.
Okay.
We'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute. Again, if you want to learn more, search Facebook for Grand River Meals on Wheels. You can buy tickets for the Empty Bowls at Grand River on Eventbrite.com. You can also get those tickets without the online fees in the Grand River Cafe between now and then. They're already selling those tickets now. And, of course, if you have any questions or if you'd like to talk about being a Meals on Wheels volunteer, call 625-6215.
Perfect.
Back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Karen Peck. She is in charge of Meals on Wheels at Grand River Health for the last several years. You've won like national awards from National Meals on Wheels. Your program was rewarded with a vehicle, a Meals on Wheels vehicle, a few years ago. You've got to be pretty.
We've done pretty well.
Yeah, you've got to be pretty proud of where things are going.
Well, in fact, it was 2 years ago that the Empty Bowls program, I put that up as a fundraising. In a fundraising category, and that was the one that won second nationwide at the American Hospital Association.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Michelle McCurdy is here as well. Again, Empty Bowls on Wednesday, March 18th works like this. This is the 6th annual Empty Bowls at Grand River. You give a $20 donation, you pick out a bowl, and then you get to sample one of 10 different soups that, again, local restaurants have made. We'll recognize those restaurants again before the end of the program today. You pointed out something, and this shows you how much of a carnivore I am. You said, well, actually, tomato bisque may not really be a vegetarian because you can start with, like, a chicken broth or something like that, which would not technically be vegetarian. It's like, oh, well, of course. it's like there's no meat in it, right? And so that's what I was thinking of. But, just another case of me not thinking things through all the way.
Details.
Exactly.
Right.
As you mentioned, you will have vegan options. You will have meat-free options. You will have gluten-free options for folks that need that.
Right.
So let's talk about some more of those specifics. Again, the tomato bisque is first. That's always a favorite of mine.
So it's Miner's Claim tomato bisque.
Okay.
I think it's kind of famous in this area. Mm-hmm, it's a wonderful soup. Whistle Pig is doing a minestrone, which is vegan and gluten-free and nut-free for those of you who like to go that way. And they're also doing a chicken tortilla, which is gluten-free.
Ooh, yeah, that's another favorite.
And dairy-free.
Okay.
Then Wingnuts is doing their famous green chili.
right?
Which is also very well known. And that one is a carnivore.
Yeah.
Right. For all you carnivores out there. And Teed Off Bard and Grill in Parachute is doing a lento, which is gluten-free and vegan.
Okay.
And then Be Healthy, Stay Fit Bistro is doing Zuppa Toscana, which is Italian sausage potato soup. And well, again,
I think it literally means Italian soup,
like
doesn't
that
it?
One. Yeah. And then Grand River Cafe is doing loaded baked potato.
Oh, wow.
And then they're doing beef and barley. And the Care Center, Grand River Care Center, is doing frijoles charros. I need to get my accent on. I'm not doing very good there. And pork pozole.
Okay.
Frijoles charros. And those are both carnivores. So.
Gotcha. So plenty of meat options.
Right.
I imagine when you were talking to the restaurants about the types of soup, you probably planned it so that you had more of the types of soup that tend to be more popular at the event.
Well, we asked the restaurants to come up with the soups they wanted to do,
Okay. But
we were looking to make sure we had at least two vegan options and two gluten-free options, because Okay. Those are the ones people ask for the most. And so I think we've got it all covered here.
Absolutely. Well, of course. You're a planner, aren't you? I get that impression just
organized.
In our conversation.
Yeah
exactly. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why it's so helpful to have a good assistant that helps you out.
That's right. Actually, she is the detail-oriented one.
Is Dee the detail-oriented one? Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Well, you know, it you kind of have to have somebody offset. Yeah, exactly. No, Dee is fantastic. Yeah. I know she's been your assistant for quite a while.
Yeah, actually. Over 5 years.
Has it been that long?
Yep.
I didn't realize it had been that long.
It has been, yep.
So again, Empty Bowls, Fighting Hunger, One Bowl at a Time, the 6th annual event at Grand River, again in the ballroom on Wednesday, March 18th, 11:30 to 1 p.m. Again, it's all part of March for Meals. It's a nationwide event, if you will, or a number of events intended to raise awareness of Meals on Wheels. Again, delivering meals, 20,000 of them last year, to folks that are homebound from Newcastle to Parachute, 5 days a week. I want to say there are some special circumstances, Karin, where you'll actually deliver a couple meals on Friday to get folks through the weekend if it's necessary.
Right. Or we have a couple people who are way out in the country, and so we will just go there 2 days a week but give them two sets of meals.
Gotcha.
Because just going to their home, their ranch, whatever it is out there, is a half an hour round trip.
Gotcha.
Trip.
So you're trying to make the best use of your resources.
Right.
While still serving the need in the community.
As many as we can.
Sure. Absolutely. Right. Again, Karin's number is 625-6215. You can talk to Dee Warwick, who would be happy to give you any answers that she knows, which is probably most of them. And if not, she can pass your call on to someone else. But otherwise, it's pretty simple. Search Facebook for Grand River Meals on Wheels. Again, next week, you'll be giving away some free tickets for Empty Bowls on Facebook at the Grand River Meals on Wheels Facebook page. You can also buy those Empty Bowls tickets in advance on Eventbrite.com. Remember, Eventbrite does charge some fees, and if you don't want to pay those fees either, just show up Wednesday, March 18th at the Grand River Health Ballroom. And you can always, between now and then, stop by the Grand River Cafe to buy those tickets.
It's the other thing that's really cool about it is you get all these people. A lot of people don't know each other. You sit at these big tables and you have your soup, and it's a really good, positive event.
And it's always packed as well.
It is, right.
Well attended.
You know, when the tables are there, if you see an empty spot, just sit down, introduce yourself. It is kind of this fun melding of people and communities, because we have the art community, the college community, the healthcare community, and then we just have business people like yourself, Gabe, who are going to show up for this event.
That's right. Absolutely. Ron and I can run over for a few minutes. Sure. Michelle, do your students come out for this as well? Speaking of college students, I mean, they kind of put the effort into it. You put the elbow grease, so that they come out as well?
Yes, they. Well, I sort of bribed them. I said if they made some bowls, they could have a free lunch. So.
All right, fair enough. So, again, recognize those folks that have helped make the empty bowls this year, this for the sixth year possible. Again, Colorado Mountain College. Again, the students are taking the class, but they donated materials and things like that so that Michelle can fire those bowls and have them ready. 500 of those bowls by Wednesday, March 18th. And, Karin, the restaurants again, you want to mention
right.
those again?
Miner's Claim of Silt, Whistle Pig, and Wing Nuts of Rifle, Teed Off Bar and Grill of Parachute, and Be Healthy, Stay Fit Bistro, again of Rifle. And the cafe and the care center for Grand River. So lots of soup coming in.
No question about it. 50 gallons, to be specific.
Right.
And 500 bowls available so that you can for sure search through and pick the exact right one. Any final thoughts from either of you?
Just show up.
Have
Come
fun.
And have fun.
There you go.
Sounds like a plan. Again,
Thank you.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Again, it's Wednesday, March 18th, 11:30 to 1 at Grand River in the ballroom at Grand River Health. Again, a little construction going on, so the suggestion is park in employee parking, come in the door on the west side facing Megan Avenue. And again, there will be volunteers dressed bright colors to help direct you in that side door that's not normally an entrance. So it's a little bit different from what you would normally do if you were going to an event in the ballroom. But again, because of the construction, it's necessary.
Right.
All right. All the best, ladies. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Until next time.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.